This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It's the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs, together with Shamila Gunnison and Tishao Eek. On the show this lovely Wednesday afternoon, we have a couple of shows. We have a couple of stories for you.
Well, we are asking, who are the world's best guitarists? Well, while we were searching, we started asking again, where are all the women?
Mm-hmm. And also continuing on this theme of women issues, are you disturbed by the portrayal of women in films? The Mangometer is here to help. We'll find out more.
And on Twitter, we're asking you, is there enough recognition of women and women's issues in pop culture? So that would include things like movies, music, TV series, etc. Do you think there's enough recognition, or do you want to see more, or do you think that it is improving? So tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Our phone lines are also open, so call us 03-7733-2900.
Okay, so all of that's coming up after this, but first some Joan Jett with Bad Reputation.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with me, Juliet Jacobs, together with Shamila Gunnison and Tishao Eek. Our first story today, are there no great female guitarists?
Well, according to three researchers from the University of Tasmania, Australia, three men, I might add, who analysed top 10 lists of great guitarists, they found that there don't seem to be recognition of great female guitarists. So they looked at websites of music journals such as Rolling Stone, Louder, and Guitar World, industry groups such as Watch Mojo and You Discover Music, as well as online guitar communities, including Guitar Habits.
So the number one spot, more often than not, goes to people like Jimi Hendrix, followed by either Eric Clapton or Jimmy Page in most of the lists. I guess not much of a surprise there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Other names predictably included those like Eddie Van Halen, Robert Johnson, B.B. King, Keith Richards, all men, all from rock, metal and blues genres.
Right.
Quite remarkably, among the 33 guitarists mentioned in the top 10 places across these lists, not a single one was a woman. The best that we have is actually Joni Mitchell, who came in the 12th spot on the Purple Clover ranking.
Yeah, so the researchers postulated that it's not for lack of talented and legendary female guitarists. They actually believe that part of the problem is the age and gender of the people who actually compile these lists. So it's largely Anglo-American men who, and this is what they said, are stuck in the 1960s and 1970s perspective of what makes a guitar chord.
Okay. So we have Z Avi joining in the conversation on this issue. Z is, of course, a Malaysian singer, songwriter and musician herself. She's also an international recording artist. So Z, why do you think women are continually underrepresented in rankings of great musicians?
I think it's because, dynamically speaking, women have a stigma around them. If you're a female musician, there's this cliche of female musicians just being singers and not actually, you know, have an instrument in their hand whilst they sing. And I feel like also female musicians are always kind of sexualized in a way, and that just becomes their selling point.
The rock and heavy metal genre seem to deny entry to women. Do you see challenges for women trying to break into these specific genres?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, as a woman, I feel like we just have to work harder than our male counterparts in terms of, like, entering that genre because, you know, rock and roll has always been perceived as, you know, being a little bit more masculine, and, you know, there's a certain type of power that you have to have, a certain type of, you know, swag, to say the least, in order for you to, you know, represent yourself in that genre. But I feel like as a musician also, you know, as someone who just loves music and just loves making it no matter what it sounds like, I think, you know, there's many female rock greats like Joan Jett, mm-hmm. for example, and Tina Turner is also, I consider, a rock and roll singer, and Janis Joplin. And there's many female greats who have paved the way for so many current musicians as well, and they broke so many barriers and mold. And, you know, for me personally, I can't imagine what they had to go through, like the adversities that they had to go through in order for them to make it the way that they did.
So you've named many female musicians who are legends in their own right. So the question persists is, you know, why do they still remain in the shadow of their male counterparts like your Eric Claptons and your Jimi Hendrixes?
Are they really in the shadows, though? I don't know.
You don't think so? Yeah.
I don't think so, because I feel that, like I said, you know, they've definitely influenced me and my writings, and, you know, the way I present my music is just fearlessly. And I think if not through the music, it's through their own personal ideals and their values as female musicians of that time, too.
Yeah.
But I think that the relation between them and, you know, the other male greats, I don't know. I'm not too sure. I don't think they're in the shadows.
But, you know, what challenges did you face, if at all, in entering an industry that's still pretty much dominated by men?
Yeah, well, as I said, I feel like, first of all, we have to work harder in order to get our voices even heard in terms of making any decisions. And, you know, it is a male-governed industry, and most of the time I'm working with, you know, male engineers, producers, and musicians. I think the challenges that I had to go through was really just sort of stand my ground and really kind of be in my own power, but, like, to really kind of voice out my opinions and what I have to say in terms of making decisions in a more elegant way. You know, as a woman, I feel like, you know, we are capable to say things with understanding and tolerance, and definitely requires a lot of patience in yourself in order for you to do that.
So lastly, who's your favorite female guitarist and why?
Ah, it's my favorite question. finally, an easy one, but not an easy one to answer, because there's so many great female guitarists out there, just to name a few. Like I said, Joan Jett, Nancy Wilson from Heart. But I would say my favorite guitarist, can I name two? First is Elizabeth Cotton. She was the first, one of the first left-handed guitarists back when, she's a blues guitarist, back when there was no left-handed guitar, so she had to play the guitar upside down because she was left-handed. But I think, like, the woman, the female guitarist that really, really inspired me the most in terms of my playing and my writing is Joni Mitchell.
So that was ZRV, our very own Malaysian singer, songwriter and musician who has broken into the international music scene. And just a side note, she plays the guitar and the ukulele, I think.
Yeah, and very well too. So while the survey that we mentioned earlier describes the lack of recognition of women guitarists, it is symptomatic of low participation by women in music overall. So according to womeninmusic.org, the gender divide in the music industry worldwide is about 70% male to about 30% female. So we'll break that down. Out of the 600 most popular songs from 2012 to 2017, only 22% of the performers were female. And of the same popular songs, only 12% of the songwriters were women. And all levels of the music industry are male dominated, right up to the executive level. Only about 6% of recognized producers in the US and Canada are women.
6% is really low.
It's shockingly low, actually. And you know, you do tend to see more equal representation of women in particular genres, especially genres other than rock and roll, such as jazz, for instance, or folk, world music, country music, and pop. And not to mention, you know, there are many strong female singer-songwriters as well, people like Gillian Welch, Kate Bush, Cat Power. But despite that, men still outnumber women when we talk about the so-called music legends.
Yes.
And you know, there's, I think, a lot to unpack about why.
So, you know, when I asked ZRV that question earlier, her response was that she doesn't see women being overshadowed by men, which is an interesting perspective. But one could argue that it's because she's such a lover of music herself. She's so invested in music. Perhaps as a woman herself, she tries to discover the female greats. So that she wouldn't see that unequal representation. But for many people who are just consuming music based on what they read in popular media, they will use that as a barometer. They would use your kind of your Rolling Stone great list, and they wouldn't see women in there.
It's also a cyclical process, isn't it? It feeds itself, because when you think about your early musical influences, you know, and you know, if you're not a Ziavi, you are just a regular consumer of music, you are exposed to music through the radio, through TV, through now social media. And let's say, you know, even according to these statistics, about 80% of the musicians, guitarists that you're exposed to are men. Now, if you're a woman, you know, even if you were interested in playing the guitar, it's very likely that you might think that, oh, perhaps this is not something that I should be doing. On the other hand, maybe you might also not have the opportunity to discover the female guitarists, because there's, one, there are just lower numbers of them. And two, because of the many sort of roadblocks along the way, they're less played, they're less visible, they have less commercial cachet, I suppose. And then this feeds back into the fact that then fewer women are inspired to become guitarists at all, because they don't see themselves being represented.
Yeah, that's all that, the whole discussion of representation, right? And I suppose, you know, the women guitarists that are, so you name the Joan Jetts and all of that, they're all these rocker type chicks who you might not necessarily be, you know, you might not want to, you don't fit into that sort of mold, and maybe you just don't feel like you fit into that rock female guitarist sort of, I don't know, mold.
I mean, I know that in modern times, you know, people talk about Taylor Swift as as a young female guitarist, and, you know, I applaud her for doing what she's doing in the music industry, but at the same time, she's in pop, which is a genre that's, you know, sort of seen as the fluffier side.
Friendlier to women.
Friendlier to women, perhaps. And again, not taking away from what she does. I'm sure she goes through, she faces a lot of challenges as well. But I wonder whether, you know, in time to come, will she ever be ranked up there with her strong male counterparts?
Then there is, of course, the fact that, and Z mentioned this earlier, this idea that they may be wonderful guitarists, and I'm guilty of this too, women are still seen as vocalists. They're not really seen as guitarists. Even a Joan Jett, and I'm a big Joan Jett fan, and we were discussing this earlier when we were talking about, oh, who are the females? She didn't even come to mind. Right? If you had asked me who's your favorite rock singer, I would have said Joan Jett. But as a guitarist, she didn't come to mind. Taylor Swift didn't come to mind. Even a Bonnie Raitt didn't come to mind. Like, the first five people I would have thought of, and I'm a woman, were men.
Like Slash?
Slash.
He always talks to mind. I don't know. Sorry.
And even rarer is the woman who is a strong lead guitarist in a band filled with men. My knowledge of music is not deep enough for me to be able to pick any names out, but suffice to say, there aren't that many of them, I would think.
No. And also because usually when there's a group of men with a woman, the dynamic is quite different. If you think of a No Doubt, or you think of, what was that band that Fergie was the lead of?
Black Eyed Peas,
thank you. You know, there's a sort of a sexual, sexy front woman vibe that is very different from a lead male singer or guitarist, right?
Yeah.
So there are all of these factors going on there as well. And it also does remind me of what we see in other things like books or movies, because of the assumption, and often it bears out in real life as well, that women will follow and become fans of works by both men and women, whereas men tend to very much more gravitate towards only works and artists who are male. And so I think that from a commercial point of view, a lot of people feel that there's more to be gained by simply promoting the male performers and the male guitarists, and because you have both the female and the male bass. Whereas if you're promoting the women, you kind of lose out on the so-called male audience.
Yeah. We have a reply from Tenny on WhatsApp, who said that Michelle Branch is great. So, yeah, I think she's a young country singer-songwriter and musician as well. You know, and I just want to very quickly mention that while I was just doing some reading on this topic, and I was talking to somebody last night, an uncle mentioned to me, well, do you know any classical music composers who are women? And that really stumped me.
Oh, dear.
Do you?
Oh, like composers?
Yeah.
No. But also because classical music existed at a time when women, sort of had its roots in a time when women weren't in the public sphere very much at all. So yes, I can't off the top of my head think of a female composer.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's an article in The Guardian, a soprano, Danielle Denise, she writes, you know, society at large also stifled women in these times. As you mentioned, being a female composer or performer was seen as a highly questionable profession, often implying in earlier centuries sexual availability. So women have been reduced to being performers in the classical music scene. And even when they are in the leading roles, such as in opera, their most famous roles are as muses for their male composers.
Mm. Well, sadly, women's voices are just not present in many key music genres, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And if art is supposed to mirror life, then the largely male-constructed music industry seems to be telling us that women don't exist.
Right. Which I know we disagree with.
Disagree wholeheartedly.
Yeah. And, you know, all due respect to Jimi Hendrix and all the rock greats, but we need some, you know, Joni Mitchells and Tracy Chapmans and
Annie DeFranco.
Yeah, PJ Harvey, you know.
Joan Jett.
Which is why we played her earlier, you know. We don't play her enough on BFM. So how are things going over at our Twitter post, Shirley?
Yeah, so we were asking you, is there enough recognition of women and women's issues in pop culture, such as in movies, music and TV? 48%, almost half of you say not enough, but it's improving. 36% say not enough and you want to see more. Only 16% said yes. So keep those thoughts coming in. Tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us as well at 03-77-33-2900.
All right, so we're going to continue after this quick break. But before that, here's Woman by Cat Power featuring Lana Del Rey.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.